Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Let us pray. God, in power and majesty, with the rising of the sun, you raised your Son, Jesus Christ, and delivered him from cruel death. We praise you this day for the gift of new life. We praise you for all the victories that your power has worked in our lives. Victory over sin and evil. Victory over separation and alienation. Victory over all the failures we suffer. Lord God, in Easter, you showed us your determination to have your way with history, to finish your intention for creation. As you delivered Jesus from death, so daily you deliver us. As the risen Christ came back to be with his disheartened disciples, so you keep coming back to us to cure our disheartened sense of defeatedness. Grant, living God, that in all things we might know your triumph, might personally experience your victorious reign in our lives, now and forever. Amen. By God's great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So let us this day worship God with joy in our hearts and in our lives. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Let's sing together. To God be the glory. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. There was a guy called Nikolai Bukharin. He was an intimate of Trotsky and Lenin before the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia in 1917. When the Bolsheviks came to power, he suddenly changed his allegiance. He stopped supporting first, he lined up against the group that kicked Trotsky out of the party, and then later on, towards the end of Lenin's life, he sided with Stalin against Lenin. And Bukharin became a central figure in the Communist Party in the Soviet Union. That's until the early 1930s, when he had a falling out with Stalin and was killed in one of Stalin's many purges. But there's a story about Bukharin, this incredibly powerful person within Russia and the growing Soviet Union, travelling to Kiev to give a talk about the proletarian virtue of atheism. Thousands of workers had been compelled to gather in this assembly hall. And Bukharin went on demolishing faith, demolishing every claim of Christianity, demolishing every what he thought was fibre of faith within the workers. At the end of it, everyone was silent. Thousands of workers gathered in a hall. He said, "Is there any questions?" And one little old man came to the front. And I can imagine the steps on the ground as he walked amongst those silent thousands and walked up onto the podium. And he said three words: "Christ is risen." And everybody gathered said, "Christ is risen indeed." Even in the midst of Stalinist oppression in Russia, nothing could put out the hope that is in the resurrection. And now, after communism has fallen in the Soviet Union and in Russia, we see that the Orthodox Church in that country has sprung back to life with amazing vigour. But sometimes a little questionable vigour in how keen it is to support President Putin. So we say, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. The reading we had from the Gospel this morning was from Matthew, One of the things that's different about Matthew's telling of this story than the other Gospels is that he really likes earthquakes. I've lived in a place where there's earthquakes often, and I can tell you we don't begin to enjoy earthquakes. But Matthew likes them. You know, when Jesus is crucified, he has an earthquake. The temple veil is torn in two, and then there's an earthquake, and even to the point where he says the dead are starting to come out of the ground because the earth's been shaken and broken so much. And here, at the resurrection, when the stones roll away from the tomb, he gives us another earthquake. He's very keen on earthquakes. I lived in the Philippines for a long time. It's a country very prone to earthquakes, but particularly the place we lived in Baguio City. You get them very often. You get kind of used to them, but you never get used to them. In the 1990s, there was a very severe earthquake in Baguio. Many people were killed, and the city was popped off without any food and stuff coming in for almost a week. Every